Welcome to Expect an Expert, a podcast produced by Henderson Brothers. In this episode, we'll be discussing specialty pharmacy strategy. We've invited our Director of Pharmacy Solutions, Dr. Chris Antipas, to speak about specialty medications and their impact on work, cost, and pharmacy benefits for employers. Hello and welcome to Expect an Expert. Today we're joined with Henderson Brothers Director of Pharmacy Solutions, Dr. Chris Antipas. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Dave.
Before we get started, Chris, if you could take a moment and tell us about your unique experience and how you came to be at Henderson Brothers.
Absolutely. So as you pointed out, I'm a pharmacist and I have been practicing for close to 15 years now, and I've been with Henderson Brothers for about 3 years. Actually, I've been with Henderson Brothers for more than 3 years at this point. And I've had an interesting career in many different settings. In addition to my role at Henderson Brothers, I actually presently own and operate a few different pharmacies in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. I have a retail pharmacy, a long-term care pharmacy, and a nationally licensed and dual accredited specialty pharmacy that dispenses medications that are of the subject on today's discussion.
Mm-hmm. Great. So with about today's discussion, we're talking about having a clear and strong specialty pharmacy strategy for your business and what that brings to the table. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about specialty medications.
Absolutely. So specialty medications and specialty pharmacy is a, you know, for those that are listening to this, they're very likely aware of what specialty pharmacy is and how it affects their employer-sponsored plan where they're covering medications for their employees, because specialty pharmacy is really now accounting for up to, and in many cases, more than 50% of all drug spend. So you think of every dollar that's spent on employees' health, 50 cents or more is on a specialty medication. And what's most interesting about that is that it really is 2% or less of the population that are using these drugs.
Wow.
So 2% driving 50% or more of drug spend. And these numbers can be pretty big, especially the larger the employer, the larger these numbers get into the millions or tens of millions of dollars on such a small population is quite concerning. And beyond that, what has actually not even factored into those numbers are the significant volume of medications that are actually covered under the medical benefit. So you've got the pharmacy benefit and the medical benefit, and obviously under the pharmacy side of the equation, those are nearly all drugs. But on the medical costs, there's also a really large bucket of spend that is related to specialty medications that happen to be infused or administered in a hospital or outpatient setting. And that further amplifies the need for a solid strategy to address this. Because if it is such a growing concern, you'd think that any employer would want to have a clear strategy on how to manage that so that their, you know, their members are getting what they need, but also the plan is avoiding unnecessary cost and waste.
Mm-hmm. If you could speak more to the waste, especially with the growing cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Waste is a really important topic, and it's also a very difficult topic to nail down. So when we at Henderson Brothers talk about pharmacy, we really look at the pharmacy benefit, I think, in a unique way, because there are lots of vendors out there that are providing all kinds of solutions around pharmacy. And while they're an important part of the conversation, we really feel that's secondary to the overall discussion around best practices for pharmacy, regardless of vendor. And what I'm trying to get to is the notion of conflicts of interest that exist in the pharmacy benefit. Mm-hmm. And those conflicts of interest will inherently produce waste, and waste that is arguably completely avoidable. And you know, as I look at conflicts of interest that exist in the benefit, most simply put, is that if you take any employer, especially a self-funded, but this applies to fully insured clients as well, but any employer that's paying for medications, their objective is to have the lowest possible costs for those drugs, but they want to do that, have the lowest costs while delivering the most clinical value for their members and their families.
Sure.
That directly competes against the priorities of the vendors that they're hiring to manage their pharmacy. So you have an employer that's hiring a health plan or a pharmacy benefit manager. If those relationships are put together in a way that we see in these very traditional type of contracts, they're actually built in a way where the vendor, again, either the health plan or the pharmacy benefit manager, they're actually benefiting as a company financially when their client, the employer, spends more on medications. So when the employer spends more, it benefits the vendor that is being paid to keep those costs as low as necessary to deliver quality care. That inherent conflict of interest and many others that are lined up next to that, those lead to tremendous waste. So I would argue that, you know, just basics here over a podcast, your first step needs to be to evaluate your arrangement to make sure that you're not kind of putting yourself and your plan into a position where you're setting yourself up for waste. It's the exact opposite of a pharmacy strategy to address this growing cost.
Yeah, so that waste means that essentially they're working against your interests. How do you align those interests again with a pharmacy strategy?
Yeah, that's what we work on this with our clients. Number one, we have to identify what are the issues at hand. And in many cases, we can quantify where we really think there are problems. The, you know, we don't have time on this discussion to talk about all the, right. the variables that are at right. play here, but there are many. You think about the formulary, the network, the utilization management.
Sure.
All these various factors that lead down this pathway to waste. And waste is a problem in any circumstance, but the stakes are really high when an individual drug can cost anywhere from a few thousand dollars up to tens of thousands of dollars for a single treatment.
True.
So waste on one of those prescriptions has significantly higher consequences as compared to your traditional blood pressure or diabetes therapy. But we go through a really a comprehensive review of what's going on. We have to do a diagnostic exercise, and then we evaluate the individual client's circumstance, and we look to match the appropriate program architecture. And then behind that, the appropriate vendor that can meet the needs that we establish. We're not looking to the market and saying, hey, market, what's out there? What's good? How do we use it? We're working the opposite direction, which I think distinguishes us from others in the marketplace. We're setting the stage and setting the tone for what is best practice and what is acceptable. And then we're soliciting vendors from the market to deliver to our expectations. And that's how we do it. It's a stepwise process.
Right, right.
And we've been really effective at delivering an impact there.
Yeah, because I mean, I've heard you say before, Chris, that bottom line, a pharmacy spend is an investment in the health of your population.
Absolutely. That's really what we're doing here. We're kind of flipping the script. And in most conversations, and I would argue that those that are listening have spent the majority of their time on pharmacy talking about drug costs. What did we spend on drugs? What did we spend on pharmacy? And how do we shrink that number, if possible? Is it possible to make that number any smaller? Because they view it as a cost. That's it. But the reality is that you don't buy a drug just to get a good deal on it. You buy a drug so that it can manage an acute or a chronic medical need.
Right.
And so we're spending money on this therapy, this medication to improve a condition And that kind of flips the script from a cost center to an investment center. And certainly, it's very critical and important that we view this investment as something that we don't want to overpay for. So the cost of the investment is important, but the strategy has to include more than just the cost. You have to look at the actual appropriate utilization, the oversight and management in an ongoing fashion, where we have a responsibility to shepherd, so to speak, shepherd this therapy to the desired clinical outcome. We're paying for the drug to improve X. Well, today, most employers are in a scenario where they're just worrying about the price, and no one, especially the vendor they're paying, is wondering, asking the question, evaluating, or intervening, to even go a step further, to make sure that we get to that desired endpoint, which I think is of massive importance to any appropriate strategy.
Chris, thank you for your time.
It's my pleasure.
Is your current advisor telling you this? If they aren't Henderson Brothers, chances are that they're not. If you'd like to schedule a conversation with Dr. Chris Antipas, our Director of Pharmacy Solutions, please contact Sean Gano, Vice President of Business Development. Sean may be reached directly at 412-754-3215 or at skgano, that's skganoe, at hendersonbrothers.com. Our podcast, Expect an Expert, is produced by Henderson Brothers in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To contact Henderson Brothers for general inquiries, please call 412-261-1842 or visit hendersonbrothers.com.